Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so glad to have you join us today. Oh my goodness, this is such a beautiful day. It is gorgeous out here in DC. We're going to go over the weather, but first I want you to go and tell somebody to download the BBS Radio app. Go ahead and go to your app store and download it now. Tell a friend all about it, because you could take us anywhere and everywhere with you. You can also go on Google and say, hey Google, play Gina's Radio Chat, or you can go on Alexa and say BBS. You can go on Alexa and say BBS Radio Station Number 1, and you can join us there too. We have over 1 million listeners worldwide and streaming live on over 125 live streaming networks, including iHeartRadio, just to name a few. I'm so excited about what my producer Doug and his brother Don are doing for BBS Radio. I love this network. All right, you guys, we're going to go right into the weather. Like I said, it's sunny in D.C., 45 degrees right now. Our high today is going to be 48, but it's so sunny. It feels like 55. All right, but we got rain coming tomorrow on Christmas Eve. Yeah, because tomorrow's the 24th. And so be prepared for that, D.C. All right, 63 degrees right now and sunny in Jacksonville. Your high is going to be 70. You got thunderstorms coming tomorrow, too. London, 52 degrees. You have showers right now on and off. And that'll be lasting all throughout the wee hours of the morning. But you'll wake up to 32 degrees, which is cold, London. But your high tomorrow is going to be 41, which is still cold, London. Partly sunny, but that's what you got. All right, Los Angeles, 48 degrees. You're hazy. What's going on there? You got a high of 70 today, and that's because of the haze. So the sun is hiding, but the sun will come out just a little bit. No, it's not. Actually, not until Christmas Day. Your Christmas Day weather, while we're on the subject, is going to be 72 degrees and no clouds whatsoever, but you're going to have to deal with the haze and the cloudiness for the next 2 days. You're waking up tomorrow at 48 degrees, which is really cold, Los Angeles. But that's what you got. All right, Atlanta, 54 degrees right now, and you are partly sunny. You got clouds coming, and you got showers as well tomorrow. That looks like the norm for all of us, a lot of us in the world. And South Australia, you're going to break it. You got 68 degrees right now, and you're clear skies. All the stars you can see. You're waking up to 64 degrees tomorrow. Your high is going to be 91, all sunshine. You broke it all up for us. Thank you. Kenya, you are 90 degrees, partly cloudy right now, and your high tomorrow, your high is at 90, and you're waking up to 72 degrees. You're partly cloudy tomorrow, 91. Hawaii, 48 degrees right now, clear. You got sunshine coming. Tomorrow, 50 degrees, and your high tomorrow is going to be 68. Australia, you are, Puerto Rico, 73 degrees. You are partly cloudy. That is your high today. 63 is going to be what you wake up to. You got thunderstorms coming tomorrow, so be on the lookout for that. But your high is 73. Portugal, 54 degrees. You have showers all week long. So just, there you go. You're going to wake up. Your 54 is your high right now. Portugal, you're going to wake up to 39. And your high is going to be 45 tomorrow. If I did not say your city, state, or country, listen, no matter what's going on around you, about you, the weather, or something personal, God is still in control, and he has the final say. There is nothing too hard for God. He is able to do all things. So just remember to look to the hills where your help comes from, because your help is going to always come from the Lord if you let him. All right, we're going to be right back after this sponsorship with Ministerial Moment, and then we got Dr. Michael L. Brown joining us. He has a brand new book. I'm excited about it. Can't wait to ask him about that. Then we got DJ Spivey with his house gospel mix. He's got that coming. And then we got another friend is going to be joining us. So I'm super excited. I'm going to name him when we get back. All right. But his name starts with Bilts. All right. We'll be right back after this message.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
All right, you can go ahead and check out La Host Hair and Wig at, they are actually in Ferndale, Michigan, and their address is, let me get that for you so you would have that and contact them for your wig needs and all your hair products. La Host Hair and Wigs at 248-546-4247. Again, La Host Hair and Wigs, 248-546-4247. You can go on their website at lahosthair.com. Again, www.lahosthair.com. All right, ministerial moment. All right, you guys, listen, today is we're 2 days away from Christmas, okay? So today and tomorrow, Christmas Eve. And I know it's so much going on in our world today, all over, not just in the United States, but also all around the world. So all of you guys that are listening, my heart goes out to every last one of you, but I want you to be encouraged. You know, this is a holiday season that... you know, God is still, his name is above Christmas. I just want to just say that his name is above the Christmas tree. His name is above the presents. His name is above who gave, who couldn't give, who did give. His name is above all of that. I want this time for you guys to really reflect. I want us all to reflect on what God did do for us. The greatest gift that he could ever give us was redemption through the sacrificial lamb, which is his son. He gave up his only begotten son that we will be redeemed with him, and that we will be realigned and reestablished with him, and that we would have access to the kingdom. And that is the greatest gift of all. I know, you know, through times, the years have gone by and everybody wants to talk about his resurrection power and the power, and he rose again and he beat death and the grave and hell and all of that. But I want to reflect on what he did as the Son of Man, becoming the Son of God, giving his life up for us. I can't think of a soul, not one soul, that would do that. I could barely get somebody to protect me when I was a child. I could barely get somebody to stand up for me in false accusations. But this Son of God gave his life as a sacrifice. I will never, and I encourage you to never forget what he did on that cross, to never forget what he did in Calvary, to never forget the agony that he went through in Gethsemane before, when he asked, if this cup shall pass by me, but yet not my will, but your will be done. Like, I want to ask you to pass the cup, because I really am having second thoughts about this thing. You know, I do love your people. I've walked with them and I've seen how much you love them, because you told me and I acted as such because we're one. But I really, you know, now that it's coming down to the wire, if this cup can pass by me because you say it, like, can you do for me like you did with Abraham when you asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, his son, and then you gave him a ram? Is there a ram somewhere for me that I may not, but not because I asked you or because I really don't want to do this, but because it's your will. And then, but he said that not my will, but your will be done. At the end of the day, I live for you. I was created to give myself as a sacrifice, to be obedient unto death to you. So I say, yes, may your will be done. And he was strengthened within that time frame and was able to go through with giving up his body. He was beat. He was ripped. He was spat on. He was bruised. He was dragged. He was mocked. He was ridiculed. He was a spectacle. He was bleeding. He was gushing out. His meat was out. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They used a Catiline tail. So you all that don't know, it's a whip that has 9 tails on it, and it has glass at the ends of it. They beat him with that. They whipped him with whips. They punched him. They kicked him. They yelled at him. They screamed at him. They called him names. They did all of that. And then, if that wasn't enough, he dragged the cross all the way up as far as he could until they got Simon to pick it up for him. But he was dragging that thing, and the blood was just shedding all the way from where they beat him, really from Gethsemane, because it says in the Bible that he sweated blood. So he was bleeding all the way from Gethsemane, all the way to the cross and down that cross for you and for me. And if that wasn't enough, they still mocked him and still tried to taunt him and seduce him and tempt him and all of those things. And he was pierced on his side. And that's when the blood and the water came out. So I want you to remember the greatest gift ever, which is salvation. I want you to remember what God did for you, because he loved us so much that he gave up his only begotten son. One should die for us all to live. That is the greatest gift and the most important part of the celebration, if you ask me. I think that that is all that matters. And even during this season when people are being threatened to be evicted and their money is short and all of that, this is a great time to just surrender all to God. It is a great time when you've done everything and it didn't work, when you've worried, when you stressed yourself, when you tried to call for help and nobody could help because everybody's in the same situation or afraid that they'll lose everything if they help just one person. Whatever the case may be, this is a great time for him to show out, because in the midst of darkness, he is light, and he loves us, and he loves you, and he knows exactly the situation that you're in, and he has not forgotten about you. What he's done, what he is doing, is waiting for you. So I want to encourage you to call on the name of Jesus, welcome him into your heart, return to your first love, and surrender all. Believe him this time. Trust him this time. Have faith like never before this time. You're not alone. He's always going to be with you, but you're not the only one going through this in the body of Christ. You're not alone. So I'll just plead blessings and shalom upon you in Jesus' name. All right, you guys. This has been Ministerial Moment. And then we got Dr. Michael L. Brown. So excited! We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
You know, as we listen to Dr. Gina's teachings, there is such an anointing, a revelation that will bring breakthrough into every area of your life. Now we're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right. Oh, my goodness. Okay, now we are back and we have Dr. Michael L. Brown with us. His brand new book is Revolution, An Urgent Call to a Holy Uprising. Welcome to the show, Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey, great to be with you. Appreciate your enthusiasm.
Well, you know what? I love what the book stands for. Tell us a little bit how we got here. The revelation is here. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the deal is 20 years ago, I was tremendously burdened to call the church to rise up through the gospel and lead the way in a moral and cultural revolution. I saw the direction America was heading, and I knew the only thing that could turn the tide was a gospel-based moral and cultural revolution, that there was no political or social solution that would do it. We put out the first edition of the book 20 years ago and had a great impact on many lives, but many did not see that America was in the throes of a cultural revolution back then. A publisher asked me, would I put out a new edition of the book, add some new chapters, update the content, and as they were asking me, literally, people were marching down our streets, protesters and rioters, setting cities on fire and saying, the revolution is here. And they were saying, we want to fundamentally change the direction of the country and in many ways change it in an anti-God, anti-Christ way. I mean, even burning Bibles in the bonfire and telling Christians, you're next, that kind of sentiment. So when I put out the new edition of the book, there was a sense of real urgency. I don't have to convince Americans today that we are living in times of revolution and upheaval. It's right on our streets. And now is the time for the church to say, okay, we need to give our lives for the cause, not to take lives, but to give lives. We need to follow in the example of Jesus and to say that we are here as Great Commission Christians, which means go and make disciples of the nations, which means we're not ashamed of the gospel. We're not cowering in the corner. We're not afraid of the mobocracy or the cancel culture. We've already died. We now live to God. Our lives belong to Him. And if we will take the revolutionary message of the gospel into our communities, it's exactly what America needs today.
Why do you think that we're not in that frame of mind?
Well, we've had a very comfortable Christianity in America for a long time. We don't get challenged that much. We don't really have open persecution. We haven't been toughened. We have more like a spectator Christianity. It's almost like we show up once a week, you know, before COVID especially, we show up once a week to get entertained by a lovely message and to enjoy a lovely service and to go home and live our lives, as opposed to realizing it's wonderful to gather together, but our calling is to be the church in the midst of our society. We don't want to rock the boat. We don't want to be unpopular. We don't want to be unfriended. We don't want to be canceled. So instead, we bring a message that conforms to the spirit of the age instead of following Jesus, whether by life or by death. We need a change of heart, mind, attitude. We need a fresh burden. We need holy courage, and then America will be shaken.
I love that, and I'm sure that they could read all about that and why I will never be a Sunday morning Christian. That's in the first chapter, first page.
I came to faith in 1971, and I come from a Jewish background, so I didn't grow up in church. When I got saved, I was a heavy drug user, a 16-year-old kid playing drums in a rock band, just giving myself completely over to the flesh. And I got radically born again, and I didn't know that, you know, you just go to church on Sunday and you have this lovely religion. No, Jesus changed my life, and it was 24/7 for me. And I can't relate to this lovely home and garden type of Christianity that doesn't affect the society around us. That's not the gospel.
Yeah, it's something, because when God, when I gave myself to Him for the third time, I was in the same situation, drugs. Off and on for 20 years. And what I went through basically was that I was just so on fire for God. And I think I got a little discouraged. It's been over 18 years now. And I think I got a little discouraged by the lack of fire, by the lack of boldness, by the lack of concern in the body of Christ. And it really, it disappointed me for a little bit, where I was like, well, what's the point? You know, what is the point of even if you're not, if nobody is in agreement or if nothing's going to change, if, you know, everybody does what they want to do and it just, you know, what is this all about? And then I believe that God started dealing with me because I started falling backwards. And, you know, in my heart, I still desired, my will was there, but I didn't have any, I didn't know where to go with this. You know what I mean? And I think it was just like, well, if I'm pressing in, and I'm not saying that I was self-righteous or anything like that. I mean, because I'm sure as many, I'm sure like Elijah felt like he was the only one. It was like God said, it was many, many, many. So I never thought I was the only one. I just wanted to connect with them. Where are they? Like, where are the people that are like-minded in the body of Christ? What would you tell someone that, like you, on the other hand, you're saying that you never went through that phase. You never went through the phase of Elijah when it was like, what's the point? What, you know, what am I doing this for? You know, what is this going to amount to? Encourage somebody that may be like where I was, because I had to come out of that. I had to come out of
yeah,
that
well,
and
yeah.
be able to help me through that.
First thing we have to do is look at the Lord and realize that he never fails us. That he's perfect, and that he's the Savior, and that people may disappoint us, but he won't. So we want to give our lives over to him. But then we've got to remember that he said he was going to build his church, and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. And that means he has a people out there. That means that we're never alone. We go back to Elijah when he told the Lord in 1 Kings 19, you know, they've killed your prophets, I'm the only one left. And God said, no, there's 7,000 who haven't bowed the knee. Now, that was a small number for the whole nation of Israel, but still there was a remnant. There always are going to be people of like heart. And if we get into a judgmental frame of mind and a critical frame of mind and a cynical frame of mind, it takes us out of the spirit. But if instead we say, okay, Lord, I know I'm not alone. Connect me with other people of like heart, and how can I serve and help others and light a fire in them? Then you'll find you are not alone. You'll find that remnant that's serious about serving God. And then rather than judging and attacking the rest, which is the normal human response, instead we pray for God's blessing and God's fire to burn in them. And we're at a point now where things have gone so far, where radical left has an agenda in so many ways that's so anti-God, and the radical right, you know, has its own issues and so on, that people are waking up. And people are realizing there must be more. And people are recognizing, okay, they can't just feel nice and safe and secure in America. So the bad things can be the good things. And what I'm seeing is Christians literally taking the gospel out in the streets in the midst of some of the hottest areas in the country this last year, where the riots were the most intense and the tensions were the highest. People went right into the midst of that with the gospel, and you better believe people are getting saved. If we will go back to the basics, and that means living a revolutionary life, here I am, send me, use me, Jesus radically changes us, and we take that radical message, bring it to the world, and we pray radical prayers like, your kingdom come, your will be done, and recognize there's another kingdom we're living for. I'll say it again, America will be shaken.
Well, all I know is that he said he was coming for a bride without spot nor wrinkle, and that's what I held on to. So those that are listening that may not be in a judgmental state, but just may be wounded by the church, maybe disappointed, maybe discouraged, maybe you saw a leader that, you know, fell off or maybe had a different agenda, like the Pharisees and Sadducees. They both were religious, and they both believed in God, and they both agreed in the Ten Commandments and the law of God. But they did not, neither one of them understood the revelation of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And so I believe that's where we are now, whereas we have these different religious entities that are everybody's got their own agenda. And I think that people that really, really want the heart of God are really starting to wake up. And God promised that in the Word, right? That, you know, dead man bones will rise and eyes will be open and ears will be open. And so I really do believe in this revolution that is coming for the kingdom of God. What about in your chapter where it says, take up your cross, put down your sword? Talk about that a little more.
Yeah, a lot of us always think in terms of kind of a military violent response. And it's one thing to be in a war. You know, it's one thing when America stands with our allies in World War II and helps defeat the Nazis and things like that. That's a good and righteous thing to do. But our calling is not to take up the sword against our enemies. Our calling is not to go through our neighborhood and drive out people that we differ with, you know, drive them out with the sword. When the disciples, like Peter, tried to fight back with the sword and stop Jesus from going to the cross, Jesus said, put your sword back into the sheath. Those who live by the sword will die by the sword. So our calling is not a violent response to the culture around us. Again, I'm not talking about self-defense or a just war. But our calling is not a violent response. Our calling is to lay down our life for a lost world. That's how we win people, not by trying to take over and dominate and crush them under our feet, because we're not going to win their hearts. We're not going to change their mentality. All we're going to do is suppress them and beat them down, and they're going to wait for the opportunity to push our yoke off their neck. Instead, it's by winning their hearts. Instead, it's by laying our lives down so that they can meet God. It's by us in secret weeping and praying for them. It's by us engaging in acts of service. Paul says, if your enemy's hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. He says, don't be overcome by evil. Overcome evil by good. And, you know, we see in the society today, America is getting more and more filled with hate, each side hating the other side. You go to social media, even of Christian pages, and we're vicious and angry and attacking. And that's what the world sees in the church right now. Instead, what the world needs to see is that we love one another and we love them. And we are really out for their best interest. And if it costs me something to see you blessed, then that's my privilege. That's my honor. And if you can come to Christ by walking over me, so be it. I'll lay my life down as the bridge to get you from where you are to know God. That can't be stopped. That kind of attitude is unstoppable. And I lay it out in the book, examples of those who literally gave their lives, not just metaphorically, but literally gave their lives, and it ended up being the transformation of whole communities. So once again, our attitude is, I'm not here to serve me. I'm not here for my interests. I'm here to serve the Lord. That's gospel 101. Jesus says, if you want to follow me, then take up your cross, deny yourself. That's how we become his disciples.
Well, let me tell you something. If you're willing to give up your life unto death like Jesus, I mean, the gospel can take you so far. All throughout the Bible and even in those times, people could not even worship. They were martyred. They were killed. Their babies were killed because they were Christians. And so we have to be willing. If we know him, we know that he's got us and we're covered and we're protected. But this is all part of it, to lay down our life and to come out of the comfort zone. You know, this is where the real believers stand up, not just Christians, but believers in the full gospel of Jesus Christ from the beginning of the Old Testament to the New Testament. I love what you've written. I mean, it stands so true today, 20 years later, and you were able to revive it a little more and add a little of what's going on today, but the root of it is still the same. And I love that. That just shows that the word never changes. The word of God is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, just like he is, because he is the word of God. Dr. Michael L. Brown, I'm so glad you were able to join me today. Tell everybody where they can follow you and where they can purchase this book.
Yeah, they can get the book anywhere online, Amazon, Christian Book, anywhere online. And they can follow me at askdrbrown.org, askdrbrown.org. We have literally thousands of hours of free resources waiting there, askdrbrown.org.
I love it. Revolution, an urgent call to a holy uprising. Michael L. Brown, Dr. PhD. I love this, and I love you for joining us. Do you want to leave them with just some last-minute words of encouragement?
You bet. Why can't God use you? Why can't your life be the spark that changes the world around you? Why can't God do something through you that is extraordinary and impossible? Remember, he takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. He takes the weak things to confound the mighty. Why can't God use you?
All right, I love it. I got my copy, you guys. Revolution, an urgent call to a holy uprising. Michael L. Brown, PhD. Go ahead. He's a best-selling author. You got to go and get it. Oh, wow. Love it. Best-selling author of Jezebel's War with America. Go get that, too. Go get everything Dr. Michael L. Brown, PhD, best-selling author of Jezebel's War with America. Tell somebody about that real quick, about this. Give them a summary about that so they can go and get that, too.
Jezebel's War with America. Okay, so Jezebel in the Bible, Queen Jezebel, a wicked queen, and she's associated with sexual immorality. She's associated with intimidating by fear. She's associated with witchcraft. She's associated with kind of like you'd call a radical feminism. She was an idol worshiper. And the light went on for me a little over a year ago. I thought, wait a second. Look at this in America today. It's the same spirit, the same demonic spirit, the spirit of baby killing, which was associated with idolatry, the spirit of idolatry, radical feminism, witchcraft, sexual seduction, intimidating the prophetic voices. And it struck me the same demonic powers that operated big time through Jezebel 3,000 years ago are operating again today and seeking to paralyze the church with fear and seduce the society and wipe out the unborn. And when the light goes on, when you see it, you can't unsee it. And you realize, okay, we have all these natural battles to face, but many of them go back to a spiritual root cause, and that's what we expose in that book.
Man, you got to go get everything, Dr. Michael L. Brown. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you. And you know you're welcome to come on anytime to talk about whatever God is revealing to you. I loved it.
Awesome. God bless you. Thanks so much.
God bless you. All right, you guys, we are going to just switch right over to DJ Dave Spivey, his house gospel mix. I love it.
Thank you, Lord. done for me. Jesus, you're the one. You're the one. The only one. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Thank you,
Spivey. Oh my goodness, I love DJ Dave Spivey. You can go and follow DJ Dave Spivey on Instagram at DJ underscore Spivey, S-P-I-V-E-Y underscore radio. Again, at DJ underscore Spivey underscore radio. Man, his stuff is heard all over the world. And he's heard right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat all over the world. You can go and follow him also on his Instagram account again and his YouTube account. He has almost 40,000 subscribers. So he is growing. Go ahead and follow DJ Spivey everywhere he can be followed. I know he's on Facebook too. All right, you guys. That was so good. We're going to take a commercial break and then we'll be right back with our guests.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainstheenemy.com.
Keys.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Steve Green. You can find me at greenlines.com. I want you to know that I'm a big fan of Dr. Gina's, and she's blessed me so much over my years. We've had a very good, godly, kingdom relationship. I've had her on my show, the Green Lines podcast, many times. I always love having her back. She's a great guest. And I'll tell you what, you're going to learn a lot from her radio show. So don't just keep her to yourself. Don't just come on and listen to Dr. Gina. Knock on a next door neighbor's door and say, hey, you got to tune in Dr. Gina. Talk about her at church. Talk about her in the hills and the byways. So I know you're going to learn a lot from Dr. Gina today and every day. And now I'm going to just turn you over to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
I love Dr. Green. All right, Blake Lorenz, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Gina. I'm blessed and rejoicing always in Jesus. Good to be with you.
All right. Now, Blake Lorenz is part of my family, actually. We're family members, you know. We're part of the CBN network. Yes, we're part. Not only are we spiritual brothers and sisters, but we are part of the Charisma Podcast Network. And you have a podcast called Awaken with Blake Lorenz. Tell everybody about that.
Well, that really developed just last couple of months. Steve Strang, who's the head of Charisma Media, one of the great publishers and media experts of Christianity, he called me up and he said, you know, you need to be on the podcast. You need to have a podcast. And, you know, I'm the older generation and I'm like, gosh, I don't even listen to listen to podcasts, but my kids all do. And so I prayed about it and the Lord opened the door because I usually am traveling to Zambia or Cuba or Israel or some nation around the world. And, of course, that's been cut off. So I said, why not? So now I'm getting to preach to more people than ever through the podcast. And it's really about loving Jesus, about being baptized in the Holy Spirit, and about being end-time messengers. You know, I really believe Jesus is coming soon and that he is raising up a mighty army all over the world. You're one of them that is an end-time messenger saying, get ready, wake up, Jesus is coming. So that's pretty much what the podcast is about.
Yeah, so speaking of which, when you're saying that and God has put that fire in your belly to go and sound the alarm a lot around the world, what exactly are you saying? Like, tell people what you feel in your spirit God is saying right now to us.
Okay, well, that's what Matthew 24 and 25 are all about, because Jesus tells us about his return, what's going to happen. And then he gives us five parables of how we should live in this day. And, you know, people say, well, what if Jesus doesn't come back, you know, in my generation? Well, the Bible was written, I believe, to get everybody fired up in every generation. So because our tendency is to get lazy, is to get mediocre, is to, you know, not be on fire. And so if we think he's coming back, that would motivate us. But in this time, in this generation, because, you know, the establishment of Israel as a nation and then the rebirth of Jerusalem as their capital pretty much tells us we're in the last days of the last days. And so Jesus tells us, one, wake up, be ready, I'm coming, be looking, get your household in order. And he says, I expect you to know the season in which you live. Those are the first two parables that he shares with us in Matthew 24. And then he talks about how we need to be faithful and obedient servant, you know, and he warns that most of the believers, you know, they may say they're Christians, but they're not being faithful in their lifestyle, kind of what you and Dr. Brown were talking about earlier, this call to holiness and this lifestyle that witnesses to the world. Jesus is the Messiah. He is the only hope, and he is the one who can give you life forever. And then the great parable that most people know about, the 10 virgins, he makes it very clear there that half,
yes,
even the believers in the church aren't going to be ready.
Yeah.
You know, these people are in the church. They're not ready. Because why? They're not living a life of intimacy with Jesus. And, you know, I would add to what you and Dr. Brown were talking about. How do you live this holy life? Get up every day and seek the face of God. Seek Jesus and be in the Spirit and develop this intimate relationship. So those are some of the things I try to challenge people to do.
You know what? Everything you said is right on time, and I believe it. And I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Dr. Brown. I just want to know, for the people that have grown weary, I'm going to rephrase it because I didn't really word it right like I really wanted to, but that was good. I like the way, you know, our conversation went towards that way. But I want to talk to the I want you to talk to the people that have grown weary. They have been serving God, and they have just seen a lot. They've seen a lot, and they are just, you know, like, when is, you know, and it reminds me of the Israelites, you know, and some of the times, like, with the king Nebuchadnezzar and with Caesar and Herod, they were like, well, when is he coming? Well, when is things going to change? We've been praying, and these heathens is getting more rebellious, you know, they, you know.
I'm with you.
That's what I'm talking about, because, like I was trying to explain, when I saw and witnessed, to me it was like a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. I was in a situation where I was like, I saw all kind of crazy stuff going on, and I was just like, and people are still like praising, like saying that they're praising God and praying to God, and all of this is going on. Abomination and blasphemy is going on, and it really, really kind of shocked me. I know that I've seen things in the world, like on TV and things like that, but I think in a setting, I think it's like if you was in a situation and you went to church and you saw homosexuality and you know, womanizing and all of these things, like in Sodom and Gomorrah going on in one place, wouldn't that freak you out? I mean,
yeah, in a church.
Where you're supposed to serve God and it's supposed to be God. Like in the world, you walking down the street or you watching TV or you go to the movies and you live in life and you're in the world and not of the world. But when you actually go someplace where you're expecting for everyone to be in agreement and on one accord with a pure heart, worshiping in spirit and in truth as much as possible. You hear me say that because we're not, none of us are perfect, but as much as possible in spirit and in truth, what would you tell somebody in that situation? Because that's what I was in.
Well, I've been through that myself, and so I can hear what you're saying. And my first thing I would say, obviously, you just got to keep your love for Jesus. Don't lose that first love. And yes, that's hard because we get beaten down, we get disillusioned. To me, the key for me was the baptism and power of the Holy Spirit that kept my fire fresh, my intimacy with Jesus strong. And so I would say, if you don't know what baptism of the Holy Spirit is, enter into that. Yield yourself to God. Ask. Jesus says if you ask, God will give you the Holy Spirit. You'll be baptized and filled with His presence. And then you can be led by the Spirit. And see, most people aren't being led by the Spirit, and their own emotions are getting in the way. And so, you know, and that's what discouragement is. And yes, certainly we do get discouraged. But man, whenever I do, I just get on my face and God puts that fire. It's so good in me.
Now.
And, you know, when I was a pastor of a large church, a denominational church. We had a great worldwide ministry. We had a school with 750 kids.
Wow.
And I just got disillusioned with the whole denomination because they're wanting to ordain homosexuals. They just, you know, they weren't believing in the Bible. They didn't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so finally, I was talking to the bishop, and he says, well, you can't hear from God. We don't hear from God today. And the Holy Spirit said, time to leave. And so we left. I left. I mean, I was getting paid a lot of money. My wife was involved. She's a pastor. We had a great ministry there. And all of a sudden, we left it. We just had to give it all up because the Holy Spirit said, leave, and I'm going to start you on another path. And so we did. We established a new evangelism ministry, and we started a local church body, and it's been the greatest thing, you know. So God will lead you, and He will inspire you, and He will keep that fire going. And so that's the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And, you know, I've got to share this because everywhere I go in the world, I share my testimony. You know, I was raised in the church, but I never made the connection with Jesus. And my God was baseball. I wanted to be Mickey Mantle and play at New York Stadium, be their center fielder. And I ended up signing a professional contract and played professional baseball with the Cubs. But then when I got released, my whole world was over. Everything I was living for was gone, and I couldn't even sleep at night. It was like somebody took a knife and stuck it in my heart. And one night, I cried out to Jesus. I said, Jesus, take my life and do with it as you please. And Jesus literally came into my room, and I met Jesus Christ. And he surrounded me with his cloud of love. He took away all my sin, of course. He took away all my pain. And I said to him, I just want to stay with you. This is the most beautiful, awesome thing
yes.
I've ever experienced. And he said, no, go into the world. And so that's what I've been doing for the last 40 years. Go into the world, like you and Dr. Brown were talking about. Get into the world. It's not about sitting in the pews. Get into the world and tell
yes.
them who I am, that I love them, I died for them, I rose from the dead, I'm coming again. And so, you know, the Spirit has led me in that, and that keeps me in victory over all this disillusionment, because there is all this sin in the world. And it's in the church.
In the church.
yeah, in the church. You know,
in the
I just
church.
Read.
That's where.
I hate to get into politics. I just read about this guy running for senator in Georgia, and you know, he just divorced his wife. He's a pastor. He just divorced his wife. He's for abortion. How can this be in the church? But it was the same in my denomination that I was.
It's the way it is, and I would like to add on to you in the situation that I was in. It was just God knew where I was and what I had seen, but I had to see that because I didn't know that it was like that in the church. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And he wanted me to see that, and there was grace on me, but he just loved on me, and I allowed him to. He, you know, started taking me to the simplicity of Jesus, meaning that Jesus was so powerful. He is the Word that came alive. He is a live Word, living, breathing, and he dwells within us. But he took me to the New Testament, where everything that Jesus said to us, like, just read what Jesus said. Just read
Amen.
It. That's,
Amen.
That's, and
Amen.
I just felt this amazing love and abundant, like, empowerment and family. And, you know, and I didn't know who was my family. I just knew that there was one.
Mm.
I knew,
wow.
You know,
yeah.
Because I read his word. So it made it more real. And so it didn't matter to me. Like he said, my mother and father are these. Like, you know, if anything
Amen.
Is out of this, I'm not concerned with. I'm going to do what I'm called to do. I'm going to do what I'm chosen to do, to preach the word, share the gospel, love my neighbors, love those that hate me, bless
Amen.
Them and all of that. But my family once they hear that and they accept all of this, then they're my family. Other than that, they're not my family.
Well, look at what he's done. He's given you a great ministry. He's rebuilt your life, and that's what Jesus does through the power of the
that's
Holy Spirit.
That's what he does. Hallelujah.
Oh, man.
Well, listen,
yeah.
I want to keep you on forever. You know you got to come back on, Blake. Tell everybody where they can follow you, how they can join you on the CPN Network with Awake. Come on, y'all. It's time to wake up.
Wake up, yeah. So, just like for you, you can go to cpnshows.com. CPNshows.com, which is Charisma Pop Podcast Network, and you just subscribe to Awaken with Blake Lorenz, and they'll send you on your phone the three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, my podcast. I've just been doing this a little more than 2 months, and we're already in 119 countries, which I can't believe God's doing that. Or you can also go to my website, BlakeLorenzMinistries.com. BlakeLorenzMinistries.com. We have helps there. I have my books downloaded. You can get things for free there. Nothing costs. Everything doesn't cost a penny. It's all free. We give it away. It's all for Jesus. And you can also go on Amazon and get my three books that I have there and order them, and they'll send them to you. And it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus, as you said, and not getting caught up in the world, but living for him every day. You know,
that's it. You got a
Gina,
family. You're not alone.
Yeah. And what, you know, I'm an evangelist, but you know what, I talk about faith, obviously, belief, but when I get one-on-one with people, I ask them, tell me about how much you love Jesus. And for a lot of people, it takes them back because they're like, what do you mean love Jesus? That's what sets us apart. this love, this passion for Jesus. He's given us a family. He's rebuilt our lives. And we owe him everything. We owe him everything. So praise God. Thanks for having me on, Gina. This is great.
Well, Blake Lorenz, you know you can come on anytime. I'll be calling you back. So you can come and join us to talk about Jesus, because that's what I like.
Amen. Well, God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas. Thanks so much.
God bless you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I hope to talk to you soon. Thank you so much, brother.
Amen. God bless.
God bless you. All right, you guys, we don't have long, so I'm just going to say what's on my mind. What's on my mind is this, okay? This is just summing up the whole show. The disciples, the Israelites, they seen God move, Jesus move. They seen God move. They seen the mighty hand of God. They saw the movement of the Spirit of the Lord. They saw miracles. They saw signs. They saw miracles. And still, they struggle with faith and belief and trust. May this season right now, may that not be your issue. Do not go into this new season lack of faith, lack of trust, lack of belief. Believe God. Like the centurion man said, help me with my unbelief. Ask him and he will give it to you. He will show you the way. He will love on you and he will bless you. You got to know that he will, because I know if you look back all through your life, you done seen him move on your behalf. That accident that didn't happen, that bill that was supernaturally paid, or that freedom in your mind that you finally got, whatever breakthrough, whatever favor, that job, that whatever it is, and those are only temporal things. But just think of what God, if he healed your body, if you've seen him heal someone in your life, just know that he is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Help me with my unbelief, Lord, in Jesus' name. All right, you guys, this has been an amazing show. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you always. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina.